Thank you, Kripa Moyo Prabhu. Are you still okay after that one? Okay, good. Okay.
I mean,
that was right to the point. Om Agyanti Midandasya Gena Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudavani Pacharine Nirvise Sasunyavari Pastyatya De Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, in following in the footsteps of Kripa Moya Prabhu, I want to also welcome and congratulate everyone for coming to this point in life. And as was mentioned by Kripa Moya Prabhu, this is one of the most important thing. As Srila Prabhupada said, and it's also mentioned throughout the Shastras, that unless one engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the guidance of his pure representative, one has not yet reached the human form of life. So this is the purpose of the human form of life, is to become Krishna conscious or develop our natural, innate love for Krishna. So there are two stages of initiation, and that is Harinam, mantra, and Brahminical initiation. Srila Prabhupada was very enthusiastic to speak about what is not a Brahmin. And he put tradition and culture, or what we say, in an aberration of that tradition and culture, that people are born in a particular family who are, what we say, Brahmin by birth. But he says it's not just birth, but it's actually activities. One should come to the stage of developing those qualities that are by nature the qualities of a Brahmin. Simply to be born in that family is an advantage. Obviously it's an advantage. But one who actually does not perform the work of a Brahmin cannot be called a Brahmin. And Narada Muni points that out in Srimad Bhagavatam, where he says one by quality and by activity, one is understood according to their particular varna. And so Srila Prabhupada's society, following in the tradition of Vaishnava culture, is meant to train devotees to come to the stage of acting in such a way that these qualities develop as a personal development, and at the same time be an instrument to spread Krishna consciousness to others. So in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and also it's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are qualities that are necessary for one to, what we say, perform the activities of a Brahmin. It doesn't necessarily mean, although this is the inspiration we get by this initiation, that one is actually a Brahmin simply by receiving the thread. It's actually the activity itself that is the understanding, or we may say the qualities that make a Brahmin a Brahmin. Simplicity, tolerance, knowledge of the scriptures, realized knowledge of the scriptures, control of the mind, control of the senses, equanimity, not disturbed by happiness and distress. These are some of the qualities that are listed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. These qualities are fundamental. But then again, beyond the qualities, there is activities, because with the qualities, there must be activity. And so there are activities that are defined in the Shastra and emphasized by the spiritual teachers of what actually is brahminical activities. And that is patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dana, pratigraha. To know the philosophical teachings of the scriptures and to be able to give those teachings as a service to others and as a service to one spiritual master. To worship the Lord in the temple, Archa Vigraha, and to be able to also instruct others in that worship. To accept charitable gifts and to also return those charitable gifts as a service to expand Krishna consciousness. So these are the six fundamental principles that make up brahminical activities. And in our society, the one that is emphasized and really emphasizes the most is the element of compassion. Taking that knowledge which is given to us as a gift, the knowledge given by Krishna, the knowledge given by the spiritual master, and the understanding of that knowledge and application, and to teach that to others. This is actually the most important aspect of brahminical education and brahminical activity. And Srila Prabhupada pushed that very much in a very practical way. It was a discussion between one of Prabhupada's senior sannyasis back in 1976. And that sannyasi was saying to Srila Prabhupada, "We see, you're giving the second initiation, brahminical initiation, for some people, and after some time, they're going away. They're not taking it seriously, they're giving up their vows." And Prabhupada was very thoughtful and concerned, being reminded of this. He said, "Now we will institute a system of education in our society in which we will teach the Shastras in a very practical and simple way, a systematic way." And he mentioned very much in detail, this is 1976, we're starting to do this now in the last 5 years, Prabhupada said, to teach Bhagavad Gita, Sri Upanishads, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, and 10 of my smaller books. That's what he said. And then that will be a requirement for one to accept brahminical or second initiation. Because Prabhupada knew that unless we really are grounded solidly in his philosophical teachings, when Maya comes along, and Maya will also come along, she will test you in different ways. And unless we are fixed in that knowledge and understand how to apply that knowledge, then we can be easily diverted or confused in our execution of devotional service. And the second reason why Prabhupada Chanaka Rishi Prabhu ki jai. Thank you for joining us. And the second reason why, you know, from the outside, people would criticize our movement. Your devotees don't know so much. They don't know the books. They can't speak philosophically. They cannot speak, let me say, intellectually. They don't know the Shastras. And our movement is really based solidly on Vedanta, on Srimad Bhagavatam, on Bhagavad Gita, what Prabhupada gave us as the foundation for the understanding and the execution of the entire execution of devotional service. So Prabhupada wanted to also at the same time put a little more credibility, which was due to our movement, in our movement, so we would be recognized not only as a movement of chanting, but a movement that had a solid philosophical basis in the revealed scriptures. And we could understand that, and we could speak it at any time and with anyone. So this knowledge, giving this knowledge is actually what it means, amongst other things, to accept this second initiation, Brahminical initiation. Brahminical means to know Brahman. Brahman means, in that sense, to know the nature of the Absolute Truth. But the qualities that are mentioned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita are the, what we say, the catalyst that makes this knowledge, what we say, effective in others. If we don't develop the qualities, if we haven't fully developed these qualities, then our words will have some, but very little effect. So this is a very important step in our life, this next step, Brahminical initiation. I wasn't sure if I should say this today, but it just come to mind. Should I say it? I'm not sure, but don't everybody leave after this one. But it was a simple thing. But just to let you know, actually, what is your future. One of Prabhupada's first and senior woman disciples, Jadarani, she was with Prabhupada in 1968, I believe it was. And she asked Srila Prabhupada, is this second initiation important? Because most devotees were at that time were getting first initiation. And Prabhupada said, second initiation is the real initiation. And he made the statement, just like you go to school, and then you begin your school in the lower grades. So the first initiation is like preparing you for the next stage, which is the complete initiation, Brahminical initiation. And Prabhupada made that statement. He wanted us to understand that that this step is also essential. Essential means there's no option. And for those of you who are here or witnessing this wonderful and very auspicious ceremony, you should all think in your own minds and hearts that someday I'll be sitting there. I want to be one of those candidates. In order to come to the stage of making my life successful and pleasing others by taking this most important and most, what we say, essential step of developing our love for Krishna by taking shelter of his representative. So these two initiations are both essential. But ultimately, we all have to come to the complete initiation. So thank you very much. I'm very much happy to be here. In fact, I'm very much honored in such an August assembly of Vaishnavas. It's really amazing. I couldn't say it any better than Kripa Moya Prabhu. Just sitting here and seeing this ceremony brings such happiness to the heart. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.